This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
May this Dvar Torah be Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Mordechai ben Ramosha Shmuel, Nesham Shem Aliyah, Shviel Meos Yosher for his whole family, Arbias Kol Tzedek, Simchas Hanachas, Psuras Toivois Gezint, Yeshuas Venachamois. Today was his yard site. There's amazing remez of the Ben La'ashri, the Tzaddik of Ranana, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Huberman, on the numerical value of the word Rachel, 238. And this remez is found in Parshas Bereishis on the Pasuk, where the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Chava El Ha'isha Amar Harba Arba Itzvoinech Veheroinech. The word Itzvoinech is Gematria Rachel. Itzvoinech, your pain, your distress. Gematria Rachel. Rachel had a life of tsar. From her youth, she had to be a shepherd girl, even though Leah was older than her, but because Leah had tender eyes, and it was difficult, the wind was difficult for her, and the sun. And Rachel, because she was beautiful, it was a pachad for her to be in the presence, in the swamp, the presence of the shepherds. And then when she was zoicha to marry Yaakov Avin, her father forced her to remain silent and to allow Leah to marry before her. And she didn't know if he would ever marry her. And then once she had Hatzlacha and Yaakov married her, she didn't have children. And then Esav began to covet her. And she says to Yaakov, Havali banavim ayin mesa anoichi, because to marry Esav, it's worse than death. Like in the Kroivitz for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Rashi brings, Ha admoin kevat shaloi chala. When Esav saw that she did not conceive and become pregnant, Savala kachta loy venis bahala, he wanted to take her. And then when she finally had children, she died with the birth of Binyamin. So the distress of the life of Rachel was already predicted and prophesied from the very beginning in the word Itzvoinech. Itzvoinech. And the Ben La'ashri explains that even though Rachel was a greater tzaddikas than Rachel, and Hashem even told her, Meni koylech mi bechi ve'inayich mi dima, but still, nevertheless, her difficulties were predicted from the very beginning. Itzvoinech is gematria Rachel. It was said specifically by Rachel, and therefore her righteousness was not mitigated. Her difficult life was not a reflection of any unworthiness, just the opposite. Her righteousness was despite the fact that this was, so to speak, her lot from the very first day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Chava, Harba Arba Itzvoinech Veheroinech. But ultimately, Rachel's tefillah will be Neskabel, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will be Mekayim V'Shavu Vanim L'Gvul. I'm wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.